happiness can be pretty precisely measured. And it turns out that the perhaps the simplest way of measuring happiness, which is to ask people directly, how happy are you, turns out is pretty highly correlated with other more objective indicators of happiness. For example, the amount of serotonin or dopamine in your system. It also seems to be pretty highly correlated with how happy other people think you are. And it turns out happiness is correlated with certain kinds of behaviors. Happy people are more altruistic. They are less self-centered. They're more creative. They are more healthy. They take less sick leave. They're more likely to get married. They're more likely to have friends.
You know, it sounds like we know happiness when we see it. There are ways to measure happiness, yet we don't always make decisions and lead our lives in ways that will get us towards happiness. Mm-hmm. We actually do things that are kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. Why do we do that?
Even though in the back of our mind, at some level, at some abstract level, we know that happiness is very, very important. Ultimately, everything that we do is so that we can lead more fulfilling, happy lives. As we go about our daily lives, it seems to take a backseat. We end up prioritizing other things, probably because of our social conditioning. I think in the process of growing up, in the process of being educated, in the process of just, you know, life's hard knocks, in a sense, we get to learn that there are so many other things that are quite important to us, like money, like prestige, like power, like beauty, like fame, and so on, like being in control. And so we kind of slowly lose sight of the fact that all these things are supposed to be means to happiness, right, rather than perfect substitutes of happiness. And what happens in the long run as we learn all these things is that we forget all about happiness. It's almost as if happiness is a destination, right? And you're traveling down a road and there's a big mountain and you have to cross that mountain. That's the means to getting to that destination. But you get all, you know, really stuck with the mountain and you get distracted by the mountain and you're like hovering around the mountain all the time. And you don't realize that in the end, you're not getting towards happiness at all.
You talk about we should prioritize but not pursue happiness. Mm-hmm. I'm a little confused. I want to hear you talk about kind of the difference between prioritizing but not pursuing.
You can't ask yourself, am I happy now? You know, am I as happy as I want to be? I was happier at that point. Am I as happy as then? I was at that point now, and so on. When you do that, what studies show is that you're actually going to feel less happy. When you compare your current state of happiness to how happy you'd ideally like to be, for the most part, you're going to fall short. So you're going to be unhappy about being unhappy. But at the same time, to completely ignore happiness is not the answer either, because happiness is very important to us. So this is the kind of a balance you've got to pull off. Prioritize happiness, recognizing that it's got an important place in your life. And so you have to put in place things such that happiness happens as a happy accident, so to speak.
You're a professor in the business school, the Macomb School at UT. What are you doing studying happiness?
There's a lot of work going on right now on how important well-being is in organizational contexts. So it turns out that happiness doesn't just feel good, it's functional. Happy people are healthier. Happy people live longer. Happy people are more companionable. So they're better citizens. They're more altruistic. So they're better colleagues. So you get along better with people, happier employees, and you get more done as a team if you're with happy teammates than if you're with not so happy teammates. And this third effect is that happy people are more productive, they're more creative. Because of all these three effects, what's been found is that companies and organizations that have happy employees end up performing far better than companies that have unhappy employees. So much so that it actually has an effect on your earnings. And your, you know, stock value.
So Raj, the professor who studies happiness, are you happy?
I'm pretty happy. You know, what the research shows is that a lot of your happiness really comes from your genetic hardwiring. And I would say that I'm one of those who lucked out a little bit. In terms of my just genetic propensity, I'm happier than the average person. What I've done also is that over time, I've try to kind of build on that platform and put in place certain practices that have a good chance of boosting my happiness levels further. But I don't want to focus too much on my own happiness, because, you know, I talked about this a little bit earlier that, you know, you pursue happiness, then it's not very good for you.
Raj Raghunathan is the author of If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Happy? He's also a professor at UT Austin's Macomb School of Business. Raj, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me, Jennifer.